What's going on? Welcome to another episode of Brentwood Boulevard. I want to thank everyone for supporting the podcast. You can find Brentwood Boulevard on the Anchor app, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, also on Google Podcasts. Just please tell your family members and friends to tune in, and thank you for all the love we've been receiving. Today I want to talk about an event that happened this past Wednesday. It was about 2:45 a.m. There was a major traffic accident that happened on the Brent Spence Bridge. And for those who might not be aware of what this bridge is, if you're in Cincinnati, it's basically one of the bridges that connects Ohio and Kentucky. And a lot of logistics go across this bridge, far as regular travelers. And the crazy thing is, when this bridge was designed, it was only designed to be able to hold a capacity of like 80,000 vehicles per day. But with e-commerce really booming in the past 10, 15 years and more people getting vehicles, now the bridge has over 170,000 vehicles per day that travel along this bridge. So for the past decade, a lot of residents in Cincinnati and the northern Kentucky area have been complaining about this bridge because they feel like it's time for a new bridge. This bridge has been around for a long time. And basically what happened was there was a semi that was carrying a lot of hazardous material and ended up, I think the driver like lost control. Then another semi hit the truck. It caused a huge explosion on the bridge. So fire crews were out there for, I think, anywhere from like 8 to like 14 hours trying to contain this blaze. And they realized that inspectors are going to have to come check out the damage because they think the blaze was so hot that it might have affected the steel on the bridge. So at first when this happened, officials were saying, oh, it's only going to be closed a few days. Now they're saying it could be weeks or even months for the bridge to be repaired. So I got to thinking about this, and this is going to affect a lot of company supply chains because Northern Kentucky is a major logistical hub and a lot of goods get transported across the bridge through the trucking industry. So it could affect business operations. It could even cause the price of products that we normally buy to rise. And it's going to cause some traffic issues in the Cincinnati area. Well, the more I got to thinking about it, it's sad that this event happened. But then God made me think about it from a different perspective. Maybe this was part of God's plan for this accident to happen in order to save thousands or millions of people. Because think about it, if this bridge was only designed to hold 80,000 vehicles a day, but now it's reaching the 200,000 mark, what if, you know, say in the next year or so, there would have been a tragic event that really would have happened where this bridge totally collapsed or something like that. So I'm like, maybe God allowed this to happen in order to save thousands or millions of lives in the future. And it made me think about there's times in life where there's things that happen to us that we feel like it's a negative thing on our life, but really it was all part of God's plan for us to go through it to save others in the future. We see this numerous times if we look over our personal lives. When we look in the Bible, we see where a lot of people face trials and tribulations that they probably didn't understand at the time, but it was all part of God's plan to save millions of people in the future. So it's sad that it happened, but it's a great thing because I didn't hear anyone got hurt from this explosion. So that's great. But you know, we have to look at it that way. Sometimes events like this happen because it's part of God's plan to save others in the future. So stay encouraged. Thank you for tuning in. One love, Brentwood Boulevard.